Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk about getting long, lean muscles and weight discrimination and much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right, you guys, welcome to Fit Club. I am your host, Fallon Mercedes. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com and at fitwithfallon on all social media. Where can they find you, Shaka?
And you can find me at Shaka Strong on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Think we got it all covered.
Yeah, we do. All right, so that song you hear in the background, if you haven't heard it yet, I'm not promoting it, but it's one of my new favorite songs. It actually got me through my cardio session this morning. Yes. So it's Sia and Rihanna, Beautiful People. But you hear it, it's about to pick up, and that's where you go, what did they say, like balls to the wall, and you just you just run. I think I was like on 9.5, 10.0. I was killing it. So
fasted?
Hopefully.
Were you fasted?
I was fasted. I always do fasted cardio. I can't run with stuff in my stomach personally. Yeah. But if I do like strength training, I'll probably like eat an apple or something light, but something to get in there. How are you doing, Chaka?
Good. Very good.
I am so happy to be here today. I feel like I'm home. You know, yeah. I get to talk with you and, you know, educate myself on all these great stories. And I love reading you guys' comments out there. Please keep on commenting. Tweet us. Rate. Subscribe. Yeah. Five stars.
And you'll be able to call in now.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, give them the number.
All right. So we are now making a designated section of this show just for you to call in and ask us questions. So our call-in number is 424-253-0749. Maybe I can, like, put a little, like, dance to it so I can remember it, and so can you guys. But, yeah, call in. Ask us your questions. If you don't know, you know, Shaka, he's big in the fitness world. He's done tons of competitions. He's vegan, and, you know, he's a lawyer. He's good at his research.
I'll be getting some legal questions.
Exactly. Legal about
legal advice too.
About legal fitness and nutrition advice. And then for me, you guys, you know, I am a certified trainer. I am certified in nutrition. I was on that crazy show where I did crazy things. So you guys can ask me questions as well. But we would love to answer your questions and talk to you live on air. So again, 424-253-0749. All right, so on to our topics for today. The first one, can you really build long, lean muscles? Now, I see this everywhere, especially Pilates studios. They like sell you and intrigue you, you know, and most women, you don't want to be bulky. There's this fear of you don't want to pick up too much weight because you're going to bulk up. So you are like intrigued by, yes, I want long, lean muscles. But Shaka, can we really get them?
You know, and the truth is not really. Not really. Yeah. Unfortunately, your muscle length is genetic. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is lean out. You can get rid of your body fat so that you appear longer and leaner. Things like yoga and Pilates help. But one thing you can do that does help is yoga and Pilates, they increase the space between your spine. So you can actually get a little bit taller. It's temporary.
I'm only 5 feet, you guys. I need to be doing this.
Yeah, it's definitely temporary. But if you're doing it every day, you're going to kind of hold on to that temporary height. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but when you wake up in the morning, you're actually taller because your spine has time to decompress as you're sleeping. Yeah. So if you're doing yoga and Pilates and kind of building on that, you'll keep that space between your spine longer. So you will appear a little bit longer, but mainly it's going to be about getting down that body fat to appear lean.
Yeah, so it's especially important for the nutrition. You have to get your nutrition on point because, like you said, you got to get the body fat percentage down, and it's really the 80-20 rule. Do you agree with that rule?
Oh, absolutely. It's all diet, and you know there have been moments where whether it was work or whatever, I had just to be out of the gym. I couldn't work out as much as I could, as much as I normally do, and so I just really honed in on my diet during those times. And there was almost no difference in my body.
Yeah.
And so that really just showed me the diet was absolutely crucial. It's icing on the cake is the workout.
I've also noticed, too, picking up weights with my own body or even using my own body weight. But I also like to push myself at times to go heavy. Yeah. And what I've noticed is, and studies have even proven it, you burn more fat when you're picking up weights.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, if you want that longer, leaner look, do not be afraid to grab those weights. And I'm also seeing it in the Pilates studios now, you're seeing them doing sculpted Pilates where they're grabbing the weights because they know the importance of it. And I think, you know, it's been a trend now for a little while and people are probably like, wait, I'm not that long and I'm not that lean. But unfortunately, like me, I have short calf muscles, you know, and I have big calf muscles. And no matter what I do there, I mean, if you look at my dad, if you look at, you know, my family genetics, we all have big calf muscles. And I was a gymnast for so long. So really, there's not too much that I can do, but there are things that I do stay away from. I try not to do tons of, you know, jumping or jumping rope, even though I love to. I love plyometrics.
But remember, you're not going to build muscles not in the way a man would build muscles.
Yes, and this is true.
You don't have testosterone. So women don't have to be afraid of doing sculpted Pilates or going straight to the weight rack and lifting them heavy, because their end result is going to be to burn a lot more fat.
Yes, very true. All right, you guys, next topic we are going to talk about is something that I actually came across on a plane. I was sitting next to a surgeon, and we were just, you know, talking about health and fitness and nutrition and all that stuff. And I had, you know, talked to him about the different meats. I asked him, are you vegan? And he surprisingly said no, but he tends to eat more fruits and vegetables. And when I asked him why, he said, because there's so many antibiotics in the foods that now there is antibiotic resistance. And if you don't know what that is, we'll explain here, but definitely get on Google, you know, research what this is. But over 700,000 people are dying each year of common sicknesses, illnesses, you know, that before you can take an antibiotic and you're fine. But now their body is resistant to those antibiotics. So they're dying of things that we should all not have to die from. And the reason behind that is because so many farmers, you know, they're putting all these antibiotics.
Human antibiotics.
Human. Yeah. And you know what was very interesting? Yeah. The surgeon told me, I guess there's different different types of antibiotics, but he said farmers have access to the highest strand of antibiotics. So what that means is that when you are eating those meats, when you are consuming those animal products with the highest strand of antibiotics, your body is now resistant. So when you get sick,
because you're getting those chemicals when your body doesn't need it.
Exactly.
And so guess what happens when you get a cold? These things start to adapt in the body and they become super bugs. And so these antibiotics are no longer effective at all.
Yeah. So this is why we need to wake up. And not only when we go to the supermarket, you know, I'll see tons of people, oh, I only eat organic meat. But now the problem is you're going out to eat. We don't always eat at home. Yeah. So when you're going to restaurants, is your food really organic?
And that's why you go vegan, because when you're vegan, you're afraid to eat out because you're not sure if it's vegan
or not. And this is true. But for those of you who, you know, aren't going to go that route, this is what we have for you. Shaka doesn't have to worry about this. But so they have this group of companies called Chain Reaction 2, which every year they have a report where they grade some of, you know, the most famous food chains out there. They give them a grade according to the quality of their meat and if they're antibiotic free or not. And let me tell you, you're probably your favorite restaurant probably had a bad grade.
Yeah, I wish we could do a poll to see how many numbers got F's. Like how many?
I know. Yeah. So you would think McDonald's, you would think, you know, people trash talk certain restaurants and they big up other restaurants. Like, oh, this one's great and oh, that one's bad. But let me first break down what the grades were for these restaurants. Now, last year, they did the same test, and basically almost everybody failed.
Yeah, well, 16 out of 25 people failed this time around. It's crazy.
And it's, that shows that it improved, but it still has a long way to go. So, all right, so let's start with, who should we start with, the A's or the S?
Well, yeah, let's go with the A's. Okay. I like the A's.
All right, so passing with an A is Panera and Chipotle.
Yes, so if you're a Chipotle fan, breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief.
Yes. B is Chick-fil-A and Subway. Yeah. C-plus is McDonald's.
And what, to note, Subway actually went from an F to a B because they've now committed themselves to that antibiotic-free meat.
And see, the thing is with Subway, they came on this market really promoting how healthy it was. And when researchers, you know, started really digging, they noticed, wait, you're promoting false advertisement. And I think a lot of people, you know, started falling away from running to Subway as a healthy option. Exactly. So kudos to Subway for actually making the change. You do have some way to go, but you're improving. C plus was McDonald's. C is Wendy's, which I'm surprised.
I always thought Wendy's would be a little bit healthier.
For some reason, maybe I just heard so much about their chili. I was surprised. But
cool thing about McDonald's, though, even though they got a C plus grade, 100% of their chicken is antibiotic free across 14,000 restaurants.
That's pretty amazing. So that's good to know. So if you are going to go to McDonald's, and we've talked about this before, the chicken nuggets, you know, kids, they're eating it all the time. They want to make sure they're at least eating a little healthier. So those are definitely antibiotic free. A C minus was Taco Bell, which I was surprised because
that was that high.
That I thought it was going to fail because I love me some Taco Bell. But boy, will I go run into the bathroom. TMI, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe that was before the switch.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, maybe before the switch. So maybe it won't be as hard on the stomach. D plus was Pizza Hut. D was Papa John's, which again, I was surprised because when I think healthy options for pizza, for some reason, Papa John's comes to mind.
They have that great better ingredients, better pizza.
That marketing is really affecting
me. Not as good.
All right, and here are the F's. Get ready. Okay.
Wait, was there anything that surprised you on the F list?
Yes.
What surprised you the most?
Starbucks.
Yeah. That was a big one for me. I was like, Starbucks.
Who would have thought? I mean, not that they're putting meat in their coffee, but they do. Some mornings when I can't make myself a healthy breakfast, I'll run to Starbucks to get the turkey bacon reduced fat.
Yeah, those little boxes. They look so healthy, and I feel like they typically partner with healthy other healthy companies, but I was shocked to learn they were on there.
So Starbucks, watch out. You guys got enough. KFC, Dairy Queen, Denny's, Chili's, Jack in the Box, Dunkin' Donuts.
IHOP, yeah.
Oh, IHOP. Applebee's, Little Caesars, Arby's, Sonic.
Buffalo Wild Wings was also Buffalo a little Wild bit of a surprise.
Wings. Yeah. I put BWW and I'm like, what's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings, Domino's, Olive Garden.
Oh, man.
And just to let you know, these aren't all the fast food chains. A good portion of them actually don't respond or didn't respond to this survey. So that kind of already shows you that they didn't even want to be tested because they probably would have beyond failed.
But the good part is, at least when it comes to Wendy's and Taco Bell, it looks like in 2017... at least for chicken, Wendy's will be 100% antibiotic free.
Yes.
And Taco Bell's made a commitment.
Yes, and that's good. Yeah, that's really, really good. And Panera also stated that their deli turkey meat is now antibiotic free. And it's really hard, I guess, for the deli meats to be antibiotic free, but they were able to do that along with their regular chicken and turkey that goes on sandwiches. Those are antibiotic free too. So
hopefully we're not, you know, feeding this whole super bug deal, because you know, if something happens where there's a super bug that does not respond to antibiotics. Mm-hmm. We're really in almost like bubonic plague type time.
So. My mother, she has a genetic lung disease, so she's always getting sick and on antibiotics. And I recently had the discussion with her for her to have the discussion with her doctor. And we are now getting her off of prednisone, which is a steroid, but it also has an antibiotic in it. We're weaning her off certain things because if, you know, something fatal does happen, not fatal, if something that could be fatal happens to her, we want to make sure that we get her something and her body doesn't resist it. So, you know, you guys out there, again, if you have a chronic illness or disease, start having these conversations with your doctor. Do they know of this?
Yeah.
You know, because some doctors don't. A lot of them, you know, they're in the hustle and bustle and they make a lot of their money from the pharmaceutical companies. So start doing your research. Start asking questions. You know, you are the best advocate for your own health.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so next up, kidney stones. We found this interesting, little story. So if you have a kidney stone, studies show possibly riding a roller coaster could help you get rid of it.
That's Shaka, crazy.
What is this about?
Yeah, so apparently, the story was born out of a doctor just talking to his patient. Mm-hmm. And that's always important to have that good dialogue, as you mentioned, with your doctor. Mm-hmm. And the patient reported that three of his kidney stones had, he'd passed them while he was on a roller coaster. And so these two doctors decided to test the theory. So they got a silicone model and they filled the silicone kidney with kidney stones and urine. And they went to Disney World and went on a couple roller coasters. And they found that they were able to get rid of 60 to 70% of the kidney stones just by riding the roller coaster over and over a couple of times. So, if money is low and you don't want to have surgery and you want to, kill two birds with one stone, no pun intended, this might be the way to do it.
This is crazy. My father actually had kidney stones last year. And, if I knew this information, I would have took him to Disneyland. Yeah, come on, Dad, let's get on a ride. Pass those kidney stones.
Yeah, medical treatment and have a fun day at the park. Right?
Yeah, if you guys out there have any weird or interesting stories like this where if you have something and you my family, especially the Dominican side, and probably you too. You grew up in Miami, and there's a certain culture there. But, my grandmother would always say, if you're sick, you need to get hot. You need to get under. Oh, yeah. You need to sweat the germ out.
Yeah.
But if you guys out there have any, family or,
home remedies. I do like the raw garlic.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
like a pill and you're good to go.
Yeah, raw garlic. I've done that. It makes me puke every time.
Really?
It really, I have to mix it in like honey.
Oh, see, I cut it off the clove and I swallow
like
a pill.
Oh, you just whole. Yeah. Oh, okay. You don't, I bite it. I probably shouldn't. But yeah, we would like to know what you guys do.
Well, more exciting than roller coasters is DraftKings.com. At DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to cash in. The player who finished 800th in Week 1's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. That'd be nice to finish 800th and still get money. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends, family, and coworkers to find out who the superior GM really is. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for everyone. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code BSports and play for free with your first deposit free. That's promo code BSports. And for you guys out there, that's BSPORTS to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Thank you, DraftKings.
Thank you, DraftKings. We have this interesting topic right now that we're going to kind of discuss. Let me just pull it up again. It's something that I found very interesting, and maybe call me naive. I know there's discrimination in the workplace in terms of pay. Mm-hmm. Usually men get paid more than women, mm-hmm. but I didn't know there was a weight bias mm-hmm. in the workplace when it came to women.
Yeah.
Did you expect this or know of this or?
Certainly at the margin. I mean, I figured amongst the general population, no, but I figured if someone was obese, there mm-hmm. might be some bias against someone who's not obese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so researchers, they did this study where they had so many pictures of women and they had a skinny photo or what would look like a skinny photo face of them.
Yeah.
And then they added some weight, stretched out the face, and they showed different employers. And the findings were that the people that were applying or supposedly applying for the position who were heavier or looked or seemed to be heavier, they were viewed negatively and were not as likely to be offered the job.
Yeah, but what was crazy for this about that I found was that they did this with men and women on the pictures,
mm-hmm.
and they only found it was applicable to women, that there was not the bias with men, which I figured...
Come on, ladies, what are we doing here?
So that was really weird because I figured the weight bias would be across genders, but it mm-hmm. seems to only affect women. And it's sad. It's,
what do you think that is?
Well, I think that obviously women are probably more sexualized. They definitely are more sexualized in society.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing that the people making the decisions are kind of falling into that trap and not looking at their ability to do the job. And they were all told that all the pictures were people that were equally qualified. So mm-hmm. they took that out of the equation.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And they did find that it was higher, the discrimination, when it was a customer service-based job
yeah.
where they felt that the woman would be, like, face-to-face with someone else.
You know what's sad about this is that, you know, I could understand if you're in a job that it's a lot of physical labor and maybe somebody's weight or health would affect them doing their job. But in what it seems like this case, it's a customer service job or it's yeah. something that it's not, you know, you're not building a house.
Yeah, exactly.
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the way you look or your physicality.
And I find it interesting, too, because I would assume or would think that having somebody who is overweight as an employee, I feel like a lot of people feel their defenses go down. They're yeah. not, especially women, they're not, they don't look at them as competition or, yeah. you know, that's what I would just assume, but it seems like I'm wrong.
But yeah, what was sadder was that these people that are getting discriminated against, like, they suffer depression, and mm-hmm. it becomes a cycle where
yeah.
they have negative feelings mm-hmm. about themselves. Those negative feelings lead to more health concerns,
yeah.
physically and emotionally,
mm-hmm.
and now they're in a worse position than to get that next position.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as a personal trainer, again, I did that crazy show Fit to Fat to Fit, and I gained weight, and I lost clients when I had gotten fat.
Well, that makes sense.
But that makes sense. Exactly. Because not that I wasn't a good trainer, but people usually want to train with somebody who physically looks like they know what they're doing,
yeah.
you know, that they're living and breathing what they're preaching.
Yeah.
So I wasn't upset when I was losing clients. I kind of knew. But let me tell you, I got my clients back and even more some when I lost the weight.
Did you gain any clients?
Yeah, I did. It was, I gained.
No, as you got heavier, did you gain clients?
There were some clients. I started just getting a different end of, or clientele.
Yeah.
I was getting, how do I get my butt bigger type of client?
Okay.
How do I get thicker thighs type of client?
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see the different clientele that I got. But
because I find that some people actually like to work out with a trainer that's more closer in size to them. Just
and that's what it is,
there's
yeah.
less judgment, or they feel less judged.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all very interesting of what our perception is when we're hiring somebody, when we're working with somebody.
Yeah, I was just shocked to see this didn't apply to men as well, so that was just interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's also who's making the hiring decisions. And they didn't disclose in the study the genders of the people making decisions, but
mm-hmm.
I wonder if it was largely men, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're going to find men in hiring positions because the deck has been stacked against females in many
yeah.
ways. So.
Yeah, very true. All right, you guys, I'm going to give the number one more time because the show will soon be coming to a close. The number is 424-253-0749 if you want to just call in, ask questions. But next week we have Mr. P90X coming on, Mr. Tony Horton. So we are excited about that. The following
week. He's intense. Yeah. I tell you, I can't wait for that.
He really is intense. And
talk about someone that walks the walk, that, you know, he preaches it and he lives it.
And
so.
He's so full of energy.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
Well, he's got to be like 57 by now. But yeah, I worked out with him a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, this guy just called me out and he said, look, man, you're half my age. You should be killing it right now.
You know what I find interesting about him is that he started off as an actor. And, you know, which in Hollywood a lot of people do, but he's so great at what he does.
Yeah.
And to see him, like, I didn't assume that he was an actor. I thought this was what he was destined to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and having worked out with him, before I worked out with him, I didn't know that he lived it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very inspirational just to know that he's been doing it and been killing it for all these years, and
yeah.
it's going to be exciting to have him here.
So if you guys have questions that you want us to ask Tony next week, please, please, please give them to us now so we can give it to him next week. And then we'll also open up the lines if you want to call in and ask him questions. So we're kind of excited about that. It's always nice to have guests, you know, in our Fit Club house and to pick their brain. I'm also going to have a good friend of mine on the show, Dr. Shamika. She was the doctor who was on the Fit to Fat to Fit show that I was on. And she's going to talk about gut health. And she has traveled the world picking her own grains, her own herbs. And she worked in the ER for over 10 years. And she does believe in medicine, but she also believes there's a balance of going, you know, the natural mixed with medicine. So it's going to be good to pick her brain, especially about gut health, because I feel like that is something that we're really like learning about and how important it really is when it comes to your health, weight loss, even how you feel mentally.
It's so important and something we don't pay enough attention to.
Yeah. And a new find that I found this week, because you guys listen to us, I want you guys to keep on going out there researching and being exposed to all types of information. This week I got put onto the Medical Medium. Have you heard of him?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Did he only specialize in like psychic diagnoses or something?
So let me tell you, I will be trying to get him on for you guys and for myself. So at the age of 4, he diagnosed his grandmother with lung cancer. Okay. And ever since then, he just had this gift. When he met people, he would tell them exactly what was wrong with them. And he would prescribe them certain healthy fruits and vegetables to eat to help cope with it. So Shaq is not a believer, so we'll see.
I gotta see some stuff.
You gotta listen to. So he has a podcast on the podcast app, so you guys can listen to. And he's gonna be in LA November 4th at the Lowell's Theater, so I'm definitely gonna try to go, and maybe while he's here we'll try to get him in here. Again, I'm not telling you have to believe in him, but what I want you to do when you watch the show is when we have different guests on, when we talk about different things, you know, be open and try to do your research and you decipher if you're a believer or not. But I got to see this guy for myself.
Yeah, and we also have my friend Mehmet Adip, who's a writer for Muscle and Fitness.
Yes.
And so this guy's written article after article after article. So hopefully if you listeners or viewers out there have any questions about working out in the gym or, you know, you want to become a bodybuilder, if you have any of those type of questions too, he'll be a great source
or
for
even
that.
How to start off becoming a writer for those magazines.
Yeah, going from fitness to writing and
like, becoming that would be awesome. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. We always have fun. We will miss you until we see you again next week. Every Wednesday, Fit Club. Follow me online at Fit with Fallon or fitwithfallon.com. Where can they find you?
Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Shaka Strong.
I'm gonna work on my Snapchat this weekend. I need to make one up. All right, you guys, we'll see you next week.
See you guys later.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.